Number 7.
When did you hold the first session?
A.
A month ago.
B.
Not the first one.
C.
Certainly.
Number 8.
Can I help you with your luggage?
A.
The suitcase is attractive.
B.
In the outer pocket.
C.
Thanks, it's very heavy.
Number 9.
The handle to the supply room door is loose.
A.
Talk to Jeff in maintenance about that.
B.
A drawer in my desk.
C.
Because they're easy to lose.
Number 10.
Have they installed the software program?
A.
Near the computer lab.
B.
Temporary employees.
C.
No, not yet.
Number 11.
How can we make it to the train station on time?
A.
We'll need to hurry.
B.
Who's training them?
C.
He came to work late.
Number 12.
When can we expect to receive your report?
A.
A few more pages.
B.
By the end of the month.
C.
Yes, I've received a copy.
Number 13.
Shall we talk about possible topics for the mayor's speech?
A.
It was about a city initiative.
B.
The audience loved it, I heard.
C.
Sure, I have a few ideas.
Number 14.
Are you planning to apply for the new branch manager position?
A.
Didn't the crew trim those trees?
B.
That's what we thought too.
C.
I thought it had already been filled.
Number 15.
What colour of paint do you prefer for the lobby?
A.
I think the dark blue might work.
B.
No, behind the reception desk.
C.
I'd prefer to take a taxi.
Number 16.
Who's responsible for ordering office supplies?
A.
The response was good.
B.
What do you need?
C.
It's a new supplier.
Number 17.
You've revised all the budget figures, haven't you?
A.
The Human Resources Department.
B.
He's no longer our advisor.
C.
I finished that this morning.
Number 18.
Where should I leave my registration information?
A.
There are instructions on the form.
B.
Only for the online subscriptions.
C.
Anytime before March 10th.
Number 19.
Why did you ask for the McKinney contract?
A.
In the filing cabinet by the door.
B.
Camilla signed them already.
C.
I meant the McKenzie contract.
Number 20.
I have this room reserved for a focus group meeting.
A.
Okay, I'll be out in a moment.
B.
By adjusting the focus control.
C.
How did they happen to meet?
Number 21.
Shouldn't we mail her a paper catalog?
A.
No, Harrison already did that.
B.
Yes, her blog is very popular.
C.
In the morning edition.
Number 22.
I'm sorry to say, we'll need to shut down the assembly line.
A.
That's the fourth time this week.
B.
Did you make one too?
C.
On the conveyor belt.
Number 23.
Didn't you pick up your dress shirts last night?
A.
Your climb ticket, please.
B.
The dry cleaner was closed.
C.
These fancy pie charts.
Number 24.
You told me the financial analysis would be done by Tuesday, didn't you?
A.
He led the discussion quite well.
B.
Yes, but I may need an extra day.
C.
No, they'll pay in cash.
Number 25.
Which contractor did Miss Winchester choose?
A.
A short-term lease.
B.
Her most comfortable shoes.
C.
I think she's still comparing quotes.
Number 26.
How did you get those booklets of coupons?
A.
About a 20% discount.
B.
No, used books and magazines.
C.
I registered for them online.
Number 27.
Where did Floyd's Fresh Cafe open its first location?
A.
In downtown Hollisville.
B.
About 10 years ago.
C.
Is there a table next to the window?
Number 28.
Have you considered hiring a cleaning service for the office?
A.
Some cream-colored curtains.
B.
That's considerate of him.
C.
Yes, but it's too expensive.
Number 29.
When will the recreation center close on New Year's Eve?
A.
It actually has two entrances.
B.
They're expanding the parking area.
C.
6 o'clock, like it does on weekends.
Number 30.
Are these receipts from several sales months or only one?
A.
They're all from September.
B.
For credit card payments.
C.
So that we can get rid of them.
Number 31.
Please shorten the legs of these trousers by 3 centimeters.
A.
Okay, I'll get started right away.
B.
This fabric has a striped pattern.
C.
Yes, the table has 3 legs.